Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 303 for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Thursday morning, seeing a profit-taking correction following the large gains posted earlier this week. Canola is down $2 to over $6 in early trade, the May contract down $6.30 at $463.20 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put spillover pressure on canola. A stronger tone in the Canadian dollar, which was back at 79 cents this morning, was also bearish, as the firmer currency cuts into crush margins and will make exports less attractive. The large South American soybean crop also continued to weigh on prices. However, the new crop November contract did lag the front months to the downside, with the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures ahead of spring seeding, providing some support there. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both down, but wheat was narrowly mixed. Soybeans are 3 to 6 cents lower, the May contract down 4 at $9.88 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just under 200,000 tons, according to the USDA. That was well below trade guesses. While the disappointing sales data is seen as a sign that export demand is shifting to South America, there are still enough logistics issues in Brazil and Argentina to provide some support, helping temper the declines. For corn, prices are 3 to 4 cents lower, the May contract down 3 at $3.87 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales were also on the soft side, with the 418,000 tons of net sales during the week well off what was seen the previous week. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar was accounting for that dip in export demand, with some livestock feeders on the U.S. East Coast said to be looking at importing European corn due to cheaper prices and low freight costs. Wheat, it's down 3 cents to up 1 cent. The May contract in Chicago up a penny at an even $5 per bushel. Some of the relative strength in wheat was tied to declining production prospects out of Russia and Ukraine. The net weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 445,000 tons were also a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, March 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.